in the development, the circumstances that would take place, so then he wouldn't have taken it better. So then it is toyes at the very inception. If this is the case, that he hadn't anticipated the circumstances that developed. So memele, it's the nether is bottle even without etabez. But midrabonon it requires etabez. So memele, since it requires etabez, non midrabonon. So it is considered as if the nether had been a mixas of the nether had been bitoyes. So we applied aloch of nether shutam tzasot akulei. Mashein kein word chocham is matir on the basis of charote. So then midraise it requires. Then midraise it requires et chochem. So we don't say nether shutam tzasot akulei. So some say that the pshat in the Ramban is that the whole aloch of nether shutam mitzose huta kulei is only shayach. According to Ramban, it's only shayach when he mixes his bottle machmastois, but not if he mixes his bottle for some other reason. If we say that this is so, that the aloha of neda shuta mixose hutakule is only shayach when he mixes a neder his bottle machmastois, but not if he mixes a neder is not hal for some other reason, whatever the reason is, then we say the part that is not chal, and the other part that is chal. In other words, only when mixes a neder is bottle machmastoyes. So that means that in the maisa afloye, there was no maisa afloye in regard to a mixas. But if for some other reason a mixas is not chal, so then not on the basis of toyes, so then we don't say neder shuta mixas of the kule. So according to that lomdes, so it would follow that, let's say, in the case of where one says shvur shaloichel tenim, and then he says shvur shaloichel tenim vanovim in the sense of either one, and if we don't agree with the din of kel as Ravuna does, so then only legabi tenim it's not chal, but legabi vanovim it is chal because he's not mushben anovim as yet. But since it's one shvue and tenim and anovim, not two shvues, so we should say neder shuta mitzos of the kulei. No, as the Marit says, in other words, that the aloche of neder shuta mitzos of the kulei is only shayach when he mixas his bottle machmastoyes, but not if he mixas his bottle because of inisa halal isa, because of in shvue cholal shvue. So then we have to explain the Ram differently. Now, why does the Ram reject that pshat, that shvur shalayichov? That when the Gemara says that harini nozer ayim, harini nozer lemocho, is analogous to shvur shalayichov, teinim b'chodav omar, shvur shalayichov, teinim b'anovim, and that it means, so the first portion that the Ram mentions, that it means either one. So then the Ram rejects that pshat. He says, v'adayin endaitin eichov b'ze, di mikol mokim, keheche, di b'shvur shniyom, in a cholo al teni, mipnei shekvo nishba aleyem, kach nizir ha-shniyo, in a cholo be-eschim v'tisho yeim rishenim, mipnei shekvo nishba aleyem. So last time, I said that it means, so, kehech ha-di b'shvo ha-shniyo, cholo al teni, shekvo nishba aleyem. So memele, neda shuta b'kso se yuta kulei. So it's not chal even gabe al-novim, so kach nizir ha-shniyo, in a cholo be-eschim v'tisho yeim rishenim, b'shunoz abeyem. So memele, it's not chal even on the 31st day. No, but, so, that pshat was based upon the premise that aloha of neder shuta mitzos yehuda kulei applies to every case where mitzos aneder is not chal, whether it's on the basis of toyes not chal or on the basis of any other reason. But if we say that neder shuta mitzos yehuda kulei is limited to a case where a mitzos is bottle machmas toyes, so memele, then we have to say that even though Ravune rejects the din of kela, So the second shvui is not chal ligabi teinim because he's already mushbe, but ligabi anovim is not mushbe, it is chal. So the taine, the asogi of the Ran against that pshat is now apparently the Ran holds now the previous mishne, the mishne before this mishne of yesh neder b'sich neder v'in shvui b'sich shvui says ze chaimer b'shvuis nidor, then v'chaimer b'ndor b'shvuis keitzah. Oma kinum suki shani is, lulev shani neite, tvium shani niyach, in So the previous Mishnah mentions a certain chumre that Nidorim possess over Shavuos. And that, and the chumre consists in that, whereas Shavuos is not chal levat kvar mitzvah, so Nidorim is chal. That's a chumre. Now, this is the next Mishnah. So you could say that when the Mishnah says V'chima b'dorim b'shvuos, it only modifies the immediately following case of Kelim Sukkah Shanei Yisrael Ulef Shanei Leiter Tfurim Shanei Miach v'dorim b'osa b'shvuos Muta. But it doesn't modify the next Mishnah of Yesh Neda B'sech Neda V'shvuos B'sech Shvuos. But it's possible that the Ram assumed that since this Shvuos follows immediately, I mean this Mishnah follows immediately the previous Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah is listed as an example of the chaymer that Nidorim have over Shavuos, so this Mishnah also is mentioned immediately after that Mishnah as an additional example, as a second example, as a second illustration of a chumre that Nidorim possess over Shavuos. So that means that the Mishnah is saying, Yesh neda b'sech neda v'yishvoi b'sech shvoi, Keitz adomar harini nozer imeichel, harini nozer imeichel, ve'ochal chai v'alko achas v'achas, shvoi shal eichel, shvoi shal eichel, ve'ochal in chai v'alachas. So that means that the Mishnah is saying in effect that this theme of harini nozer ayim, harini nozer l'mocho, according to Ravune, it is reference to the case of harini nozer ayim, harini nozer l'mocho, is it represents a chaymer that Nizires has over Shavuos. So this is the kasha. This is the kasha. So it will fit the lotion of the Ram very well. So he says, "Vadayin in daitin eicha beze, di mikol mokim geicha di bishvoi shniyo, ei mechol al teinim." Why? Mipnei shivon nishbalein. And but on a novim that is not mushbo, it is chal. And we don't say that Ashuda mitzvasi with a kolei because we only apply the halacha of Neda Shudam Tzasot Akolei where a mixas aneder is bottled on the basis of toys, but not to a case where a mixas aneder is bottled on the basis of Inisa Chalalisa, on the basis of Inshvur Chalal Shua. So, of course, we understand this to why the Mishnah says that Omar Harini Nozer Ayeim and then Harini Nozer Vimocho. So, he's Chayef Lim Nishnei Nizires. But why does the Mishnah mention that as a Chaymer that Nizires has over and above Shvuos? It's no chaymer. It because it's the same thing that is true of Nizires. The same chaymer that inheres in Nizires inheres in Shvuos, except that Nizires there is aloche that wants the Nizires is chal on one day, so in Nizires p'chusa mishleishim yei, so it's nimshach on all the 30 days. So harim nozir v'yei mechot, so he has to count 2 million, but it's the same thing. It's not a chaymer in Shavuos over and above. I'm sorry. It's not a chaymer in Nizires over and above Shavuos, because in Shavuos too, even according to Ravune, who rejects the din of Kelel, so it's not chal. The second Shavuos is not chal vis-a-vis Tanim, but vis-a-vis Anovim, it is chal. And in the case of Nizires, harini nozer ayim, harini nozer l'mochor. So, in other words, the second Shavuos, so there are two elements. The second Kabbalah Nezires contains two elements. One element is 29 days that are common, that coincide with 29 days with 29 days of the Kabbalah Rishayin of Nezires, and then the 31st day. That's like Anovim, that's the counterpart of Anovim. So there is no Chaymer in Nezires over the above Shavuos. In Shavuos, in Nizires, so the Nizires, the second Kabbalah Nizires is not chal on the first 29 days because he's already in Nozir, Machmas the first Nizires, but it is chal on the 31st day where he's not in Nozires yet on the score of the first Nizires and by Shavuos too. So the second Shavuos is not chal on Tanim, but it's chal on Anovim. The only thing is Gabi Nizires, we have an extra aloche that once the Nizires is chal on one day, so it is chal on 30 days. And by Shavuos, of course, there is no such aloche that once the Shavuos is chal on Novim, it should be chal on Tanim too. But there is no chaymer. So that's the kasha. So that, That's the cash. So, in other words, ועדיין אם דייתי נאיך בזה, ומכל מוקים, כהיכד בשבוע השניו, אין כל העלתני, מפני שכבר נשבע עליהם, כך נזיר השניו אין כל הבאסכם 90 ראשיינים, מפני שלא זבר. So it's not his cash. It's not his cash. The way we explained last time. On the contrary, the cash is, so why chayna? Where does the Mishnah say that there is a chayna? So the answer is because of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says, V'chema bin Dorim Bishwes. So it's possible that the Ran assumed that this expression, V'chema bin Dorim Bishwes, modifies not only the previous Mishnah, but it modifies this Mishnah too. And in other words, the Mishnah mentions two examples, two illustrations, two tziyurim, of the Chema that Nidorim possess over and above Shwes. So yes, there is no Chema. So then he says, לפיכו חנאי מאה, וכי אמגנו וחוזר ואומר, שבוע שלא יכולתי נבן נובים, הורג אומר, שלא יכולי סום כאחס, ובחי גב ננם מספור ישי לשני בסיף פרק שבוע שתיים בס, ויאמר רבי דמיד חי לשבוע ונובים, חי לנמאתן, ונפקם נשי מוכלתי נבן נובים בהלם שבוע ושינו, וישרו בי משום שניו לג, ואמרינו נרבו נלו יסביר לידרד, דבחי גב נסביר רבו נלחי לשבוע שניו כלל, תכין דעתי נמר חי לה, אין לו מוקים כלל, שהוא על שניהם יחד נשבע, ולא היה לנובים בלבד, ובינדור עם נעמי, אילו היו דינון כשווס. So in other words, so here the Ram emphasizes שהוא על שניהם יחד נשבע ולא לנובים בלבד, ובינדור עם נעמי, אילו היו דינון כשווס, היו לנו לימר, תכין דחוף תסיין, לא יחי לנזירס שניו. ויחי לנזירס שניו, בים שלישים. It means the yim shleishim of the as of the first day in the second Kabbalah, but it's really the 31st day as of the first day of the first Kabbalah. So the yim shleishim nam lechayle, shari kishom, harin nozer limocho, li shleishim yim keachot nischabim, vilo yu yim shleishim bifnei atzme, vihavale choftes yim kiteilim, v'yim shleishim kanovim. In other words, according to the first lotion that the Ram mentioned, so when a person says, harin nozer shleishim yim, so then it means as is, so it's considered alpidin as if he said harin nozer the first day, harin nozer the second day, harin nozer the third day, harin nozer the fourth day, and so on. In other words, he's mekabel a niuk of nizires, a niuk of nizires for 30 days, but a separate niuk in each day of the 30 days, even though the halacha is that in nizires pusa mishleishim yei, but in the Kabbalah it's a Kabbalah of a new on each day of the 30 days. And according to the first lashon, but in the second lashon, because according to the first lashon, so the Arin Nozer Limocho, which is a Kabbalah for another 30 days, is analogous to Shvuah Shaleich Tainim V'Anovim, each one separately. So how can it be the counterpart of Tainim V'Anovim, each one separately, if the Kabbalah at the very outset, when he's mikabel upon himself, is a Kabbalah of a tziruv of 30 days as a unit. Here, Tenim Vanovim, so he answered each one of the Tenim Vanovim in one shwe. And here, he is mikabel a niuk of 30 days as a unit, not as 30 separate days. So we have to say that according to the first lashon, even though there is a halacha of a nizires pruso mishleishim yeim, of a nizires pruso mishleishim yeim, so that's a halacha. But the Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah of 30 days as a unit, but it's a Kabbalah of the first day of a new nizires of the first day and the new nizires of the second day. Otherwise, if the first lashon in the Ram had also assumed that the Kabbalah of the Kabbalah of Arini Nozir Shleishim Yeim is a Kabbalah of Niuk of Nizires of 30 days as like one day, like one long day as a unit, so then there wouldn't be any analogy between Arini Nozir Ayim, Arini Nozir Limocho, and Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim and Shvuah Shaleichot Teinim V'Anovim, each one of them. So that's according to the first Lashon Ram. But according to the second Lashon Ram, So, Harini Nozir, Shleishim Yeim, so it's not a Kabbalah of of Inu Knizires of each one of the 30 days. But it's a Kabbalah of Inu Knizires of the totality, the Tziuv, of the 30 days. That's why the Ran says, Shari Kishomar Harin Nozir Limocho, Lishleishim Yim Keachot Nishavim, as a unit. Vilui Yim Shleishim Yivne Atzmei, so here we don't have the kasha. So what kind of a chaymer is it? There is no chaymer. According to the first lotion, that by shvo shalichotenim vanovim, it is also chal gabi anovim. And here it is also chal on the 31st day. But it's not chal on the first 29 days. It's not chal. So then there is no chaymer. Mashenkin, according to the second lotion, deran, that the Shvuo, it's the counterpart. Shvuo, I mean, Harein Inozel Mochor is the counterpart of Shvuo Shaleichel, Tenim Vanovim Biyachad. So, Memele, there is a Chimer. Because over there, Ravune holds that it is not Chal. And here it is Chal. So that's the Chimer. Alright, so, it's possible, I mean, to explain the Ran in either one of the two ways. I mean, but one is just assumes the reverse of the other. Because the first pshat that I mentioned last time assumes that the halacha of Neda Shebot Mitzvot Kulei is not limited only to toys, but it applies to every case where a mixes a neder is bottle, is not chal. So then the whole neder is not chal. And the second pshat is based upon the premise that the whole halacha of Neda Shebot Mitzvot Bottle Kulei applies only to a case where the mikzas, is on the basis, is bottle on the basis of toys. Now let's go proceed with the Ran. Mosif Rabbanu, Nozel Hazi Yomikam Shehanizires Chol Alizires Sheyoch Validin Umash Vuch Mur En Shvuch Chol Al Shvuch Nizires Kalol Ikolshkin. Talmud Leima Nozel Hazer Mikan Shan Zires Chol Al Zires Heichadon Ilim Dom Arim Nozer Ayim Arim Nozel Meil Lamocho Hokro Baye Ella Dom Arim Nozer Ayim Arim Nozer Ayim Bikotol Nizires Chol Al Zires Lo Yochem Ayaskino Ki Shekibu Olov Shtei Nizires Vipasach Now let's see the Ran Mose Rami Ilim Dom Arim Nozer Ayim Arim Nozer Lamocho Hokro Baye Divada Ikim Nimisei Sef Yomi Yemi Yisere בשביל נזיר השניר, וכל מה שמונו עדי ציין בשביל נזיר השרשיין אויו, פשיטי שצורך מין מסלמד יאי, שנזיר הספרוס על מלמד יאי, הוך המעסקים שקיבו עוד בין נזיר הסבסה אחרס, כלימה, הוא כל אורך עושה. So then, the question is, just as Gemara says, in connection with the case of Arini Nozer Ayim, Arini Nozer Lemocho, that it doesn't require any posik, because it is self-evident without any posik. So, why do we require a posik with Gabi? Legabei the case of kibul of shtei nizires basachas. V'im teima l'hok chol omoli pshitet av lekeima harini nozer shishim yei. Yei shleima ilach ko hava mine shehim lesamech yei. Ki echot v'yovi ko v'yose ko v'ashminon v'shtei nizires chlukin hava v'al kolamed migaleyach u'mei viko. So the reason is why we require a posik to tell us that it's not just in Niziris of 60 days, that it's chal as two Niziris. In other words, and he has to bring the Galeach, has to bring the Korbanos, and so on. All right. So it's a simple term. V'ro isil iktsas mifoshim shenitchaku lahamido leima. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva Nidori. Sha'avinyin zeh chomoned al mishmoy, sh'oheimeh, kenem, so from that loshim, so he says, "Shal abi inyan ze chomoneda mishmue." So that tends to indicate he says, "She abi inyan ze." So that it's not only in another case, but even in this case, and he disagrees with that. So what is the other case? The other case is. Let's say of Harim Nozer Ayim, Harim Nozer Ayim. But according to Harim Nozer Ayim, Harim Nozer Ayim certainly represents a Chumre. Certainly represents a Chumre. But since he uses the Losh, Sha'av Binyan Ze, Chomon Edom Mishmuye, so one could say that it's mashma that the Ram assumed that when the Mishnah mentions it implies that this is also an example, a second illustration of the chimer that Nidorim has over Shuas. But it's not muchach, because he is not saying that as pshat in the Mishnah. The fact is, according to Ravune, certainly there is a chumre. According to Ravune, so it's chal, and that's based upon Exeras HaKosov. So it certainly represents a chumre. But that does not mean that when the Mishnah mentions that aloche, that the Mishnah means to say that the expression chayma b'dorim b'shvuyes modifies the shvuy as well. So maybe it doesn't modify. But according to Ravune, it certainly represents a chumre. So it's not bucha. So, ורואים את הצעת מפורשת שנית רק עולה מי ועולה מה הרדכית נען ישר בסכנד על החייבי בייס על אכילה אחס בייס על החייבי בייס על אכילה אחס כל שעבין זה חומונד המשווה שאים הכנם אולי כן כי כזה כנם אולי כי כזה חייב בייס ומי שנשבע בייס פרום משל איך ותקרח עוד ואוכלי אין חייב אחס ורבו נהוך את עומה דידף כבי אם הרי נינוזר הים הרי נינוזר מוחו הוא דחייב שתיים על אכילה אחס משום לסביר לאין שנדע חולה נדר לחייב שתיים בקהילה מה שאין כי בשבועו, דאפילו בקהילה לחייב, אבל בלוי קהילה, אפילו בנדורי מן הלכו על נדר, והשבועו אילו לפירוזי בקשי מדי אחד, דמקי, לא מולי לתן את מספיס למיסטי הידין בנזירס, להסתי בנדורי, so it's not a din of נזירס, it's a din of נדורי, ואידי אחד וסלת את החלוק מה, הודי מי שנוס השני נזירס, ואם הרי נזרה ימה הרי נזרה מוחו, דמקי מי מונס רשינו, אבל כי מונס רשינו מונה גם עשה שניו, די שניהם מי נכון להם, אלא שהוא חייב כשאימר על נזרוס ישתי, שרוס ישתי, אבוי, מי רוצו לשניו ברשינו, והרי השניו חול לעניין של מוחל, הנובי מסיך עם איזה נרוסי, חייב שתיים, ולא מהו צורך שטל עלי, שטל עלי. So the pshat, so the answer, and this kashi is, as I said, I mean, in the previous year, that I said it in the Rambam, I said it in Rabbi Noson Ben Yosi, that the neder of Nizires has two aspects. It has an aspect that is analogous to Nidre Yisea, because not just because he is also Nizires Yain, but the Yisea of Yain of the Glachas and of Tumel Meisim. He is grounded in the letter of Nisires. As the Rambam says, it's Nidre Yisa. Whether Hefzer or Gavre, it doesn't make any difference. It can be a Nidre Yisa, even if it's Gavre. Just the Shvuy is Nidre Yisa. Shvuy is also a type of a letter, and it is a Gavre. So, one aspect is the aspect of Nidre Yisa, that through the letter of Nisires, he asks the Yain. He asks the Glachas, he asks the Menmeisim, whether Hefzer or Gavre, but through the letter, these things become osa to him. These things become osa to him, and then it has an aspect that is analogous to Nidre Hegdish of Ariolai. Ariolai Kol, Ariolai Kol. In other words, there is a kabbalah of Niyuk Nizires, and if let's say for some reason he cannot fulfill Bimikayim a Niyuk Nizires bitare, let's say not a bisakvores. Or let's say he became Tomei and then he went to a Seisayah, so then he has to start counting anew. So that means, and that new count is also grounded in the Neder. It's not just a mitzvah upon him like the Hanochas Tvil. So it's also grounded in the Neder. This aspect is analogous to Mimre Hekdesh, to Arei Alai. So Mimele, he says, the Kashi says, void my also be shnio be shnio va in shnio chol li in shi mochal anovim be sir sir im in zeru se chayim shtayim ve lo mo utzon shtalalei the answer is there are two aspects. So first of all, there is the aspect of Nidre Yisa, so that was chal, but then there is another aspect of Nidre Hekdesh. So how can, so he has two nizires, two areolais, so memele it has to be ele also be shnio be shnio. Because as long as the Rishino was in effect, so he couldn't be Mikayim the Reolai aspect with the first count. So that with that he was Mikayim the first count. So he would have been required to realize a new count, another 30 days. But since he was Lisha Risheno, so also a Shniya Risheno, so Mimele he doesn't have to make a new count in order to be Mikayim, the Nidre Hegnesh, the Ariolai aspect of the Nether of Nazar. Alright. Now, before we proceed with this run, I just want to mention a certain Chuvish Rashbo, Chuvish Shin Veiz, I think, Chuvish Rashbo, the Mechaba mentions that Shin Veiz. Simen Reish Lamed Ches, Sif Yudzai, Yishchono, Yilchashvuz. Sif Yudzai, Mishen Nishbal Do, Vichoza Vinishbal Levate Yishvua Rishino. V'nishal al shvua rishenu, yesh li istapek, yamrinon shel niftar midi shvua shov, v'tarze al shvua shnio mishvua shov lishvua zbitu, kibu shel motzo mokim lochem. Now, suppose someone takes a shvua, shvua shel eichel kikazel. And then, shel eichel kikazel. And then, he takes another shvua, shvua shel eichel kikazel. So, at the very outset, it's Yeshua Shor, Nishbal Levatles Amitz. But then, he's Nishal Rishen. So, it's Goy Milsalem Afreya. There was no Rishen. So, the question is the Shvua Shni or Shvua Sheichel Kikaze revived? As if there had been no Shvua Rishen altogether? Or, we say, since at the very outset, when he was made see the Shvua Mipin, so at that time, so it was Levatles Amitz, because at that time, there was no Etachocham as yet. So under the circumstances, at that time, when he took the Shvua, and the Maisa Afloya was made, so it was assumed that it is also for him to eat the Kikya, because of the first Shvua. So even though afterwards, a day later, he was Sheilechoch and the Chochem was Mati, so that which at the very outset was considered as Shvua Shov cannot be revived as an effective Shvua. So Yishli Stapik, Yaminon Shenifta Mide Shvua Shov, Vitarza Shvua Shio Mishvua Shov, Mishvua Zbitu, Kibu Shemotso Mokimoch. So that's a Chuvish Rashbo, Chuvish Shin Veiz. Now, the Rashbo, but the Rashbo, and the Gro points out, I mean, that there is a certain variance between the Rashbo's Sofik and the Mechaba Sofik. The Rashbo has that Sofik. Why does he have that Sofik? Somebody asked him. So he says he doesn't know. Now, why doesn't he know? Now, after all, Rove says, Zion on the base, the Marove, she nisha or Risheno also is near Tachtel. Tachtel. In the case of a Kikya, Shvua shall a Echo Kikaze, and then Shvua again shall a Echo Kikaze. Lame Missile, Misha not a base Nisira, someone of Risheno, Vifrisol Korb, Vahakin Nisha or Risheno, also is near Risheno. So the Gemara says it's no Siwa, Hochasht, Hosom Nisira Smiris. יחימון רישיינו, בו ימד עמים לרישניו, ולשייל, הוכשבו שניו, מי יסקלם. So the Gemara is matche the Rai. And the Riv doesn't mention in Shvues Rov is din. So the Rashba says, apparently, the Riv doesn't pass in Rov is din. The Riv doesn't pass in Rov is din. In other words, in Nisha or Rishaino also Rishaino Tachdel. In other words, that according to the Pesach of the Riv, the Halacha is not like Rove. In other words, if somebody took a shvuah, shvuah shalichu tikaze, and then he took again a shvuah, shvuah shalichu tikaze, and then he was nishal al rishayno, so he doesn't become bound by the second shvuah, according to the Rebbe. Why? But how can he pasken contrary to Rav's din? The answer is because the Rebbe assumed that since the Gemara said midome, so that means that Gemara was matcher Rav's din. So the Gros says, I mean, the Gemara is not matcher Rav's din. The Gemara is only matcher the raya from Nisiris, but it's not matcher Rav's din. And then it appears from the Rif in Dorin that he does pass that in. All right, whatever. So the Rashbo has a suffix, and that case, because maybe the Aloha is not like Rav. So if the Aloha is not like Rav, so in other words, so that means that if someone took a Shvue, Shaloichu Kikaze, then he took another Shvue, again the same Shvue, Shaloichu Kikaze. So then the second Shvue is not Chal, and even if it's Nishlal Rishaino, so the second Shvue is not revived. So why? Because since at the very outset it was not Chal, it cannot be revived. As a result of the Hetachochem. I mean, this story of the Rashbo, that the Rashbo says in the Rif, is similar to the Lomdes of the Mishkanes Yaakov. I mean, the Mishkanes Yaakov says that the only reason as to why we say also Veshni or Berishayno is because at the very outset it was Chal Ligabi Yisagrede. It wasn't Chal Ligabi Onshi. But if at the very outset it wouldn't even be Chal Ligabi Yisagrede, then it cannot be revived. If at the time of the Afloye it is not Chal, so it cannot be revived through a retroactive Aloch. So in other words, that's the Lomdes of the Mishkanes Yaakov. So apparently, what the Rashbo says in the Rif, that the Aloch is not like Rav, because according to Rav, so in other words, according to Rav, so even though Shvuah is in Cholal Shvuah, even though Shvuah is not Cholal Shvuah, So it means that it's chal ligabi isagrei only ligabi onshin. Masha'im came when the Gemara is matre of his din. So why is the Gemara matre of his din? Because shvoi chol shvoi implies that it's not chal even ligabi isagrei. So maybe it cannot be right. All right. So this is the reason as to why the Rashbo has a suffix. Now the Buddha Machaber paskens that suffix. מי שנשבע על דובר וחוזר ונשבע לבט על שבוע ראשינו ונשבע ונשאר על שבוע ראשינו יש לי הסתפק עם אמרינו שנפטע מדי שבוע שוב ותארז השבוע שניו משבוע שוב משבוע ספיתו כי משמוצו מוק עם לוח but the mechaber himself paskins Rav his din still he paskins that topic. So what is the teretz? The plain teretz. I mean, there couldn't be any other teretz. The mechaber was inspired by the Rashbo's tshuva, but the mechaber holds that even if the Gemara was not matre Rav his din, he was inspired by the tshuva of Rashbo. In other words, the same lomdes that the tshuva of Rashbo mentions, but the tshuva of Rashbo says that according to the Rif, the Gemara was Deiche, Rav his din altogether. But we don't have to say that. So we can assume that the Gemara was only Matche de Siyua to Rav his din. But the Etzem din remains. But he accepts the Lomdes of the Rashi. So the Rashbo has his, I mean the Mechaber, has his suffix. That even though the Mechaber himself paskins the halacha that if someone took a shvue shalichu kikaze and then he took another shvue shalichu kikaze and then he was nishal al rishayno, so he remains bound by the second shvue, but because over there the only reason as to why until the hetachochem he was not bound is because of inisa halalisa, but now there is no minyan of Yisachar Alisa, so that's why he becomes bound by the first shvuah. He becomes Baal Talmid by the second Shvuah. But in this case, so that's in the case where the same Shvuah, where the Shvuah, the first Shvuah and the second Shvuah was the same Shvuah, where the second Shvuah confirmed the first Shvuah. The first Shvuah was Shvuah Shalich L'Kikazeh, and the second Shvuah was Shvuah Shalich L'Kikazeh. Masha'in came in the opposite case, where the first Shvuah was Shvuah Shaloyeich L'Kikazeh, and the second Shvuah was Shvuah Sheich L'Kikazeh. So at the very outset, it was Livatel L'Mitzvah. So, but then he was Nishal L'Risheno. So retroactively, it becomes determined, there was no Shvuah L'Risheno. The first Shvuah was Bitoyes. So Mimele, retroactively, it becomes determined that the second Shvuah that he took before was not Levatel Vamitzvah. So, retroactively, it becomes objectively determined that it wasn't, the second Shvuah was not Levatel Vamitzvah. But subjectively, you cannot negate the subjective reality that subjectively it was Levatel Vamitzvah. Mimele, as I said last year, the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether if he took two shvuas and whether Hetachoch was nishal on the shniyom before the Risheino, whether it's chal. So the Rambam says it's chal, and the Ramban says it's not chal, and the Ramban says it's not chal. So we don't have to say what the Karneiro says in the Rambam that even at the very outset it was chal legabi yisurei greide, it wasn't chal only legabi onshin. No, we can say that it wasn't chal even legabi yisurei greide. But the question is whether shaile can take place on the shvue if subjectively it wasn't chalit. But objectively it becomes determined that it was chal. So whether we have to consider it from the objective point of view or from the subjective point of view. So here too, that's the topic. True that it becomes determined, limafreya, that when he took the second Shvuah, it wasn't levatel dvar mitzvah. Because it becomes determined, there was no Shvuah not to eat of the kikar. So the second Shvuah to eat of the kikar was not levatel dvar mitzvah. Was to do it dvar shus. That's objectively, but subjectively, it was levatel dvar mitzvah. So the sofik is whether the halacha of nishba levatel es hamitzvah, nishba levatel es hamitzvah is Yeshua Shov. So does it depend upon the objective state of facts or upon the subjective state of facts? Now the Gemara Nozir says. Now, you would say, it's mistaber, it depends upon the objective state of facts. After all, why should we... Subjective state of facts means how the facts were assumed by the mind of the person. But, objectively, it becomes determined now that there was no shvuah, not to the king. So, all the time, everyone was laboring under a mistake when he thought there was a nisa shvuah to eat of the king. So Mimele, it should be considered from the objective point of view. Why should it be considered from the subjective point of view? But there is a reason as to why it should be considered subjectively. The Gemara says, Nozir, and that's it in Nefesh. So she was allowed to drink wine. But he didn't tell her that he was made for her neder of Nizilas. And even though she was not cognizant of the fact that the neder was moved, the neder of Nizilas was moved for her, so subjectively, she was not allowed to drink wine. Objectively, she was allowed, because the fact is that the Baal, the husband, was made for neder. But subjectively, according to her own impression, she was still forbidden to drink wine. And she continued to drink wine. Ein es effekes es aboy. So she's not chayav es malchus. Why? Because after all, she didn't do an iser. She only had the bad intention. an intention to do an Aveira. But she didn't do any Aveira. It's like someone who thinks that a piece of meat that is on the table is treif, is nevelet, and he eats it. Doesn't care that it's nevelet, that's objective is nevelet. And then after he ate it, he found out it was flat kosher. So he was not able to eat of nevelet, but he had a bad intention, a machshove, to do an aveir. A machshove to do an aveir. So in his effect, it's a boy. Rebude Meir, Ime in his effect, it's a boy. Tispik Makas Mardus. So Malke she doesn't get. But Makas Mardus she does get. Why? Because of the machshove, of the kavone to do an isa. Toner Rabbonon. Isha Afeirom Vadishem Yislachlo. Be Isha Sheifelo Bailo. Vihilo Yodo. Vihilo Yodo. Hakosot Midabe. She Tzricha Kaporo Slicho. וכשהויו מגיע רבה עקיבא, איצל פוסק זה, הויו בירי. ומה מי שנסחבו לאולס ביודי פסח חזיר, ויולו ביודי פסח תלה, תוין כפורו וסליחו, המסחבו לאולס ביודי פסח חזיר, ויולו ביודי פסח חזיר, הלחס כמה וכמה. So it's a gemara מפרשת, that if someone is מסחבו to do an avere, and fortunately for him, it turns out that he didn't do an avere. So he saw kapos nicha. He's a chayte. So me mele. So we could understand the sophist of the mechaber. Nishen nishba al dovo. Because I'm nishba al batel shvua rishenu. V'nishba al shvua rishenu. Yesh nistap itam gulish niftam di shvua shov. Itar shvua 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 shvua. Ki vishemot so mokim och. That question is, but since he was nisha, al the Rishaino, so it go in Milsa Mafreya, that it was at a time he took the second Shwe to eat the Kikia. It wasn't the Vatel Vam Mitzvah. Objectively, it was determined. But subjectively, it was the Vatel Vam Mitzvah. But it should be considered a Shwe Shov anyway, because even though it is determined that it wasn't objectively Osea, but since subjectively it was Osea, so at that time, it would have involved an Itza. To eat at that time, for this person to eat of the kikeh would have involved the avere of nischavil ha'opsachazir v'yolo b'yod b'tachle and the soul kaposlich. But the Gemara only says isha aferom v'adishem yislach lo the soul kaposlich. So it could be, the pshat could be that she has a din of echitas. But what kind of emaisa did that woman commit? The husband annulled her nizirat. She didn't know about it. And she continued drinking wine. So she had a kavone, a machshove roe, a kavone to do a nisa. But she didn't do a nisa. So what might the nisa was she here? Was she here? The nisa of Balecho Balishte? Balecho Balishte is shayach if one drinks, if he knows a drink wine. But if someone imagines himself or herself to be in Nozir and Nizir, and but in fact he's not, so he's not even the Balecho Balishte. So there is no maizisa. But it's a yechitimtze of being yechite. But the Torah says, Isha afirom adishem yislachlo. In other words, she's a chitas. She requires kapore. So that means she has a shem chitas without maisaver. A shem chitas without maisaver. But a maisaver not. Which love was, would she have been, is she there when she drank wine? So the same thing here. Suppose you did eat of the kikha. And then later on, he was shale under the jail. So which Isa would that person be able to? The Isa of Shua Sheker, the Isa of Yachl, the Chayach, because it's a glory of Milsa Mafreya. That it's a glory of Milsa. I mean, so which Isa was a, which Isa was a, so only the Mitzchav Lechel Psachazir. At that time, if she did eat a kikyav, which is in conformity with the second shvu, but it would have been repugnant to the halacha of nischav lachal psachazir of all of yodei psachle. But there is no maisisa, just a chayte. So the question is this: when someone takes a shvu to be cut to do something that will make him a chayte, but it does not involve a maisisa, is it a shvu or is not a shvu? So there is a very strong rabbi. Now the halacha is nishba levatlas a mitzvah is a shvu shov. But she is a rambam that if somebody takes a shvu to eat chotzi kazayis levele, so it's not a shvu shov because the iser of chotzi shiu is nisrabe from kol chilev, so it's not mifurish bateir. That's a rambam shitet in a sefer. there are two derises. Now, so really, not only it's not Yeshua Yov, it's Imcha. The Rambam says, so it's Imcha. Now, there is no doubt that as far as the Shemchaite is concerned, so if somebody, he eats, of Isurim, they are the rises that are implicit, explicit or implicit in the Pshutishon Mikro, and there is another category of the rises which the Rambam calls the Vesefri, but it's also the rises. In other words, even in Shishish, the Rambam calls Kedushi Kesef, he calls the Vesefri. Why? Because he's reduced to Ezer Shomei. But if a woman is Mizan, if someone is Bo, Ali Shishish, who became Mikodeshes through Kesef, he's Chayv Mizan. So, but as far as the Yisrael is concerned, so over there, so this is the Xerashove is the key, is the Xerashove that Kedushi Kesef is effective, is deduced. But then it comes within the love of the Sinov, there is no doubt. But even in the case where a person is Eivir and Yisrael Shem Yifurish Bateiro, so he can say that the Yisrael is an Yisrael Shem Yifurish Bateiro. But the Shemchiti of the Gavra is the same. Furthermore, in regard to Chotishio, there is a machlekes v'sheinim. Teis v'shita in Shavuos is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says Chotishio to Matero, even though it's Dov Hashem Yifurish Bateiro, it will be Shavuos Shov. Teis v'shita. It's chilek on Rambam. But in regard to Elisa Rabbonon, then it's a Gemara Mefureshes that the Shavuos is Chal. If somebody, let's say according to Rish Lakish, that Chotishio is only awesome in Rabbonon, so it's a Gemara Mefureshes that Shavuos would be Chal. So if we say that Aloche of Mitzvah Levatel Sam Mitzvah Yishvua Shov depends upon the Yisrael, the Mitzvah, so then we can understand. So only when someone is Nishba to be Mevatel Mitzvah Deraise, and Nisa Deraise, not if he's Nishba to be Mevatel Mitzvah Rabbonon, and Nisa Rabbonon. But if the Aloche of Mitzvah Levatel Sam Mitzvah is not necessarily based upon the Maisi Yisrael, upon the Maisi Avere, but upon the Shem Chitim Legabre, it's a Dova Poshut, it's a Dova Poshut, without any Gemore, and then I think it's a Gemore in Yivomes, that Chof, so the Gemore says, Kolam Kaidim Chachomim Nikro Kodesh, so the Namire says to him, Umi Sheiver Al Dim Chachomim, Kodesh Udo Emikre, Roshe Namer Emikre, beat me up. So in other words, so the Gemara says that if someone is Eivar al-Dim Chachomim, he's a Roshe. So what does it mean, he's a Roshe? He's a Roshe, Midrabonon, Midraisi is a Tzadik. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. Midraisi is a Tzadik, Midrabonon is a Roshe. If he's a Roshe, Midrabonon, it means Midraisi is a Roshe. He will not be Posleides because there are certain clothing. What kind of a Roshe is Posleides? If somebody talks Roshin Hore, he certainly will love the Raisi, and still he's not Posleides. But he has a Shem Roshe Midraisi if somebody is Eivar. He's Eivar, and he said Rabonon. So, and still, the halacha of Nishba Levatel Samitzvah, that is Yeshua Shov, does not apply to Nishba Levatel Yisrael Rabbanon. So it's a raya that the halacha of Nishba Levatel Samitzvah, Yeshua Shov, is based upon the Maisa Avera Midraise. So it only applies to the Maisa Avera Midraise, not the Maisa Yisrael the Rabbanon. So then we have to understand the Sofik in the Mechala. Now, Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva, Shar Shlishi, paragraph Mem Aleph, says as follows. He mentions a number of mitzvahs that people are mizalzel. Vilo yisosuru, so in paragraph Mem Aleph he says, Vilo yisosuru achrei livavchem vachrei yineichem, huzharnu vozeh, shaloi lachshei vlasis aveiro, vichol dvar pesha vocheit, ki inyen shenema, michashi floreya. So he says, "Uzarnu boze, shelo lachshei vlasis aveiro." So if somebody has a machshavet to do an avere, just to tell, he's mischavu to do an avere. Mischavu lechu psachazia, v'olo biyodi psavle, v'olo biyodi psavle. So then he's not eiver the iser of chazia, but he's eiver lav deraiser of lisesua achil vafchem vachenichem. So that also comes within achil vafchem. In other words, any kavone to do an avere, even though he doesn't do it. So it involves the violation of Lisa Surach and Rav Chaim Achinich. So that's a Maisa Isa. That's a Maisa Isa. Now, the Gemara says in Dushin, Machshov Roy and Akkadosh Baruch Hu Mitzav for the Maisa. So that only means, it doesn't mean that, it's, that there is no Maisa Isa, according to Rav Yehine. It means that he is not held responsible as if, let's say, if somebody is nishavin, lechol psachazi avol yodim psatle, so he's not nenesh, b'dei shamayim as much as one who is nishavin lechol psachazi avol yodim psachazi. So he's not held responsible as if he was ichol psachazi. So the Gabi Avri Zore, the Gemara says, that machshov chove roya kodesh boruch mitzav l'maise. That means that be any shomayim, so for the machshove of Avri Zore, he is held as responsible as for Avri Zore b'maise. But like Avri Zore aveiros, so there is a big difference. But it doesn't mean that that there is no maise. I call it Rabbi Yehine. Not only is he a chete, but he is ever loved raise. Now if he is ever loved raise, then of course it is nishba levatel samitzvi. So we have to say that the sofik in the mechaber is whether the Rabbi Yehine's aloch is a chidesh. Rabbi Yehine's aloch is a chidesh because the sifri says v'lisusurach levavchem v'chineichem. So l'ach levavchem zuminus. That's a gemore in broches. And the sifri v'achineichem zuznus, but the Gemara doesn't say that within achil vavchem is contained a prohibition against any kavone to do him ma'asis. But Rabbi Yehine says that it's not mashma that the Rambam agrees with Rabbi Yehine. It's not mashma because when the Rambam discusses the love of this surah achil vavchem v'achineichem, so he doesn't mention a kavone to do him ma'asis. Doesn't go. But Rabbi Yehine Shita is that way. So Mimele, this is the sofik in the Mechaber. Whether in Yishavim Lechel Psachazia, the Olo Beyodei Psatle, there is a Maisei Isa or not. If we say like Rabbi Yehine, there is a Maisei Isa. So then, even though it becomes determined, Limafreya, that there was no Isa to eat of that Kikar, because the Neder was Nekal Limafreya, the Shvue, the first Shvue was Nekal Limafreya, but at that time, when he took the second Shvue, so then there was an Iser of Lisesur. There was an Iser of Lisesur. So Mimele, it can be considered as Nishbalat Samitzvah. Or maybe the whole aloche of Nishavim Lechel Psachazir, of all of Yodip Sartle, is only that he had Gavre as Shem Chete. But not that there is a Maisisa. Not that there is a Maisisa. Now, you got nothing. The chi heichet the shvu chol al shvu lechay bebeis kach el neder chol al neder v'imoma keinem olai kikar ze keinem olai kikar ze en chay el achas the chi tole yishnera b'sich neder daf kelim neishte in zira sudam no ki dechsim mi un ho mil saati v'nidorim b'shvuz sh'anidorim cholim al ha-shvuz v'in ha-shvuz chole is al ha-nidorim keitzat nishba sheyichu kikar ze v'hakein osre yolov b'keinem Also, Lochley, Kidam Rino Hill. So if he took his shvuah that he should eat the kikar, then he took a neder not to ask the kikar. So the neder is chal, because neder is chal, the battle of Amit. Kidam Rino Hill, Kedim Suki Shani Eisel, Shani Neiki Los, Uvi Vada, the Heich, the neder chol, the Amitzve, Chayon Nama Shvue, Shem Mitzvu Shte, U Shvue, Shte Nisa Gabre, Vichayla Lei Nisa Heftz, Dindorim, Livatron, Bishaval Tais. So that's it of a portion. Then the Ram says, the Efsha Kamkin, the Shekishem Shaneda, Cholashwo Livatlo, Kahu Holy Kain. So the fact that Neder is Cholashwo Livatlo, that's it of a portion. So there is no question. But he says, Efsha is not 100% true. Kahu Holy Kain. Shanish Bashal Yechel Kikazu. Vichoza was Riolov Bikainem. Viochle Chayev Shtai. Vichim Bidin. So even though at first he said the Efsher, not 100% sure, and then he says Vichim Bidin, so it seems he is not absolutely certain about it, but he is disposed towards that cheat. Vichim Bidin. אם לבטל יכולי לקיים לכל שכן. ומהותי בגוף חדי חסיב לה, תחיב נשבויס לסנאי. The same time, why do we say that there is halva to vamitze? All right, it's a kosef la dishem. But what's the pshat in that there is a kosef la dishem? Ki yida neder la dishem. Because neder is a hefze. So, תחיב נשבויס לסנאי על יסה גבר. כי אם הכי נעימית יסה בי יסה חפצי. So maybe for the same reason we have to say that neder is halan shvui alikai to confirm the shvui. If he took his shvui shalaychu kikaze, then he said kikaze osar alai bekeinu. So then it is hal. Why? Because it's an isamaisif. Because we have two kinds of isamaisif. One kind of isamaisif is that it is hal vis-a-vis additional gavres, like the iser of ishishach. Is chal on the Yisra of Achisisho, but it, because it's chal ligabe the other achim, ligabe the other achim, so memele it's chal ligabe him too. That's one type of isamaisiv, and another type of isamaisiv, like the Yisra hekdesh is chal on chilev, because until it was magdishet, so chilev was also bachile, it was not also banoye. The moment it was magdishet, so it became also banoye. So here is the same kind, it's analogous to the Issa Masiv of the Issa Hekdesh being Chal and the Issa Chilev. Because there is an additional element in the Issa. Not new Gavres are included in the Issa. Alright. So he says, Yechim Dishvu Yis Lesnai Yol Issa Gavre. Ki Om HaKeinei Miteisi Beissa Chevtze. Avu Bina Shvu Yis Chol Issa Anidorim. Lo Yivatil Vilo Likayi. שימו שר על עצמי קיקה, וחוזר ונשבור לו שיחלנו, דתי יפי עשר את הקיקה. זה בנדר. And then he took his שבוי, not to eat את קיקה. So, פשיטה שנראה שוי לא אוכלי, וכן נעמי נשבור לו שלא יחלנו, איזה נאי, ו... So, חוזר ונשבור לו שיחלנו, he should eat it, so, then פשיטה שנראה שוי לא יחלנו, because it's נשבור לבת לא סמיץ. But suppose that first there was a neder, he asked the kikya, and then he took a shvuya to confirm the neder. In other words, nishba of shalei yechlenu, so it's not chal either. Why? Because of nisa chal alisa. Enei v'relo mishum b'yach. V'lekele meimah that here too there is a nisa meisiv. V'cheich a nisa chefce nindorim chayla nisa gavra nishwes, och anam nisa gavra nishwes lecha nisa chefce nindorim. Mishum nindorim keich a nisa b'isa chefce, nisa gavra nam nisbu. Shari mikiven, shenesar olof, So in other words, so what's the Ramshita here? That Shvuye is not Chalaneda. Shvuye is not Chalaneda. Why? Because Neda is has Isachavt Hefze and Gavre, and Shvuye has only Isa Gavre, so mainly it's a Nisa Chalisa. Now, the Rashbu, the Ritvo in Shvuez, the Prophet, he is Chalik. Vor Keimlon, da Frau Beis, in Schwes, die Bücher geht vor, שא שבוע חול חול על נדר ונדר על שבוע מיקאי דאי יסחפץ ובאי יסגב so the shit of the ritva the shit of the ritva in shvuas is and that's the ritva himself the ritva nidor im is talmid of the ritva so the shit of the ritva is the just as neder is chal and shvuo why the shvuah is a gavr and never is a chefze is a meisi so neder is chal a shvuah so shvuah is also chal al neder because neder is only is a chefze and when he takes his shvuah after he took the neder so there is a nisa meisi because it's a nisa gavr now the taine of the Ran seems to be a very strong taine I mean the Bal Yachol is certainly chal on the gavre. So how can he say that it's amazing because of the Isagavr of Shvuah? Because of the Isagavr of Shvuah? So as I said before several times, I mentioned it, that true, there is an Isagavr, there is an Isagavr Neder, but the Isagavr of Neder is a derivative of the Isachept. In other words, so in its essence, it originates as in Nisa Chepze. How did it become Osea? Upon the Gavre. Because he asked the Chepze. So the foundation is the Nisa Chepze. And then the Nisa Gavre is Chal. As a result of Nisa Chepze. The result of Nisa Chepze. And let's say, when the Ritva in Idorim says that all Isurim Nevelis Utreifes, so is Nisa Gavre. It doesn't mean that there is no Shem Nisa and Chepze. Of course there is a Shem Nisa and Chepze. But over there, while there is a Shem Nisa and the Chepze, so this the Isa Chepze, the Shem Nisa and the Chepze is a derivative of this Agavre. Why is there a Shem Nisa? Because the Torah said, vis-a-vis Goy, it's not Osir. So, in other words, so there is a Shem Nisa, but the Shem Nisa is a derivative. Is a derivative of the Isa Gavre, the Isa Chepze. The Isa Chepze by Nevilas Utreifes, so it's a derivative, it's derived from Isa Gavre. So basically, it's an Isa Gavre. And because we are Muzer and the Tiser, so Mimele, it has a Shemisa. The Chepze has a Shemisa. Mashinki Banidorim is just the other way around. So Mimele, the Ritvo in Shmuyas is made to the Ran. The Bal Yachle is Chal and the Gavre. But that Isa Gavre is a derivative of the Chepze. Masha'in came Shvue, so in its essence it's an Isagavre. So maybe it's an Isamis. That's the shite of the Ritvo in Shvue. Vioche Isa Birosham, Pirikamed Mchil, Bikikea, Vioche Isa Mishalm, Kam Mchilte, Bikikea, Echot, Mikim Shinsker of Shvue, Kim Velehu, Mikam Velech, Kim Echel Shvue is Al Yisur, Vein Shvue is Cholel Al Yisur, Omer Abiyuden, Vihushe Isker Neder, Vahake Isker Shvue. Avoli miska shvue, vahakei neder hanidorim cholol al isur. So the Ran here, I once discussed it already. The Ran here says that shvue is not chalal neder, and he's disposed of the shite that neder is chalal shvue. How about neder al nevilas treifes? The Ran doesn't discuss it here, but there is a machlekes between the Avnei Meluim and Rabbi Kveiger. Rabbi Kveiger, what the Ran shite in nidorim is? Yes, matter of fact, the Ran here in Torim doesn't discuss it. He doesn't discuss that thing altogether. But the Ran in Shvuas, we mentioned, the Ran in Shvuas has two shades. Ram Shwes on the reef, there in Staftes in the reef, at the very top. So he says, at first he says, the second line, Avolisaloises Shelteiro in Edecholale. So it's not Ram. It's not Ram. Isaloises Shelteiro in Edecholale. Why? Because in Isaiah, Chalalisa. In Isaiah, Chalalisa. In other words, so some say that the Pshat in the Ram is, in the first Losh in the Ram, that Nisa Nevele Trefel Niso Eteiro is a Nisa Hefze. So Mimele, Neder, so Neder cannot be Chal on Nevele Trefes because there is no Nisa Mesiv, because Nevele Trefes is also Nisa Hefze. And then he says, Vachir Memri, Shechiv Misham Dorim Cholmat Va Mitzvah Bibito Mitzvah, Abikium Isa Leise Secholim, Vim Ovar, Al Ise Yiser, Ovar Gam Kein Al Balyach, that Nidorim is chal. That's like the ritual nidorim. That nidorim is chal on nevelas treves. Why? So it is the ritual nidorim says so. Because nevelas treves is a gavre, and never is a chepta. It is a chepta. But as I said at one time, so I mean the ritual nidorim is also made that all nevelas treves is a shemisa. There is a chepta. But he calls it is a gavre because essentially it is a gavre. The Isachevtze, the Shemisa, and the Chevtze is derived from the Isachevtze. Prior to Matan Torah, it did not have a Shemisa. So the Shemisa is derived from the Isachevtze. So Mimele, the Ritva Nidorim says, and Ran here, in the second Loshen, he says that it is considered Nisamesa. Even though in the net result is that the Bilse Treves also has a Shemisa. But theoretically, in essentially, it is an Isagavre. And Isachevtze is derived from Isagavre. So Memele, whereas Neder, when he takes a Neder, he asks the Nevelas Treifes, so then in its essence, it's an Isachevtze. So it's considered as an Isameis. So there are two Vishenes, and the Ran says here in Ishwes, V'hoche Muchach B'Yerushalm. In other words, so Ishwes is more disposed towards the Shite, that Neder is Chal on Avelis Atreides. Neder is Chal on Avelis Atreides. Now, Rabbi Veiga says that the Ran Shiti is Vitas Aran Ubrichalik in Simon Reish Tesvov. Dagoi, Rabbi Veiga, he says, Vitas Aran Lechalik, the Aldovar Oser Beatsmuse, in Vele Lechadeime, Ein Nedachal, so Nedar is not Chal, the Inisa Chol Alisa, the Mikore Hoyo Isar Lachifitz, because in Vele is in Zachifitz. So he mentions that the shite of the Ran is that it's not chal. It's not chal. Because Nevelis is in Isachet, the shite of the Ran. Then the Avnuruim says that according to the Ran, in Idori, mitischa. Now, in the Ran and Shmuel, so in the Ran and Nidorim, he doesn't discuss it. But he discusses another question, whether Neder is Chal and Shmuel, whether Shmuel is Chal and Neder. But whether Neder is Chal and Nisurim, he doesn't discuss. But in Shmuel, he has two Mishenes, and he seems to be disposed towards the Shite, that Neder is Chal. That Neder is Chal, like as Davin Bluim says, not as Ram Kivega says. He says that the Aldova also got music in the Vele Lechadeime in Nedachal. The Ein is a Chalalisa. Alright. Now the Shach here, so he says, in Simen Reishtes Vod, Sif Yudveis, he says, Mi Udas Aran, Perigveis Din Dorim Daf Yudches Amud Alef Keatu. And the Shit of the Tur is like the Ritva Nidorim, that Nedea is Chalal Nibinas Atreves. So the Shachi is like the Avimluim, you see. But Rabbi Kivegia, but actually, I mean, it's two Mishenes in the Ran Ishwes. Now let's see what the Mechaba passes in Simen Reish Tesvov. Simen Reish Tesvov, Sifei. Hod in Dorim Cholim al Dva Mitzvah Davke be Mitzvah Sase. Bein Sheyesh Bo Ese Greide. Bein Sheyesh Ese Bikiyumo Vilois Ese Bebitu. So that words, Nidorim is Chol Adva Mitzvah, so is a mitzvah sasei. Bein sheyesh ba'ese kreide, bein sheyesh ese b'kiyumo, v'lois ese b'bitur, b'bitur. So it's still chal. Ve'in hefres boze, ve'in yise rabo me'ilov, le'yise rabo al di'atzme. So it is also chal, even simple l'atzme. What would be an example of yise rabo al di'atzme, that Nidorim is Chol Levat Adva Mitzvah? But suppose he said Shvuo Sheichol Kikaze. So he's also, and there is a lease said, Bibitur, if he's not Mikayim, the Shvuo is Ever Alav, Lashokeh, Yachol Dvore, everything. Then he took an Eder. He said Kikaze Oser Alai. So it will be Chal. So this is what he says. Holy Dorim Chol Alva Mitzvah Davki Mises Ese Bein Sheish Beese Kreide Bein Sheish Ese Bikiyume Vleis Ese Bitula Vein Hefres Pozeh Bein Yisrabo Meil Yisrabo Al Yatsu. Avol, mitzvahs loises in the army. In other words, kainem nivelus utreif is a lie. Einichol, bein bibitulei, bein bikiyumei. So of course, bein bibitulei, so it goes without saying that it's not chal. I mean, how could it be chal? It's not chal bikum vasei altogether, even with divrei or shoes, it's not chal. So certainly, if someone says, it takes an eder to be mivatel the loises of nivelus, couldn't be chal. I mean, even Rishus it couldn't be chal. Why does he have to mention Aval al mitzvah sleises at the Alme einichol baby bitule baby kiyume? That's a question. I mean, mitzvah sleises say bikiyume, alright, so that's machlekes hashem. In other words, what would mean mitzvah sleises at bikiyume? Mitzvah sleises bikiyume would mean keinem neveles olai. So it's a chiddush. There is a machlekes hashem. Today is in the Ran in Shavuos. But Lisa said it'd be too late. He has to tell us that Lisa said it'd be too late. It's not how. And it appears from the motion, for the same reason, that it's not chal b'kiyume, it's not chal b'bitulei. That's very strange. Aber al mitzvah lisa said the alma in the chol. Bein b'bitulei, bein b'kiyume. I mean, so it's not only the mechaber has that lashon. The chidushi haramban in Shavuos says the same thing. So we have to understand. But anyway, he says, aber al mitzvah lisa said the alma in the chol, bein b'bitulei, bein b'kiyume. So b'bitulei goes without saying that it's not chal. B'kiyume, so that's totally machlik and b'shemi. So the first lashon in the mechaber in Siman Resh Tesvov, Sifei is like the shite of the Ritvo in Idori. On the contrary, I mean that the first lashon in the mechaber is not like the Ritvo in Idori, and the Hishid he passes in the first lashon that neder is not chal on the vilas of Reis. Kate. Then he continues the mechaber, and he says, "V'yihu adin le'iser habo al yatzmi." So, in other words, so that's the first lashon in the mechaber is like the Tshuva Sarajevo. It's like the first lashon of the Ran in Shmuez, and it's like the Tshuva Sarajevo, Tshuva Reish Tesvov, Tof Reish Tesvov. So there the Rashba also says that neder is not chal on nevilas etreves, because nevilas etreves is a hefze, and neder is a hefze, so in is a chal is. Alright, then the Mechava says, V'hu adin le'iser abo al v'yatzme, ki gen she'oma, shvuo shelo eichol kikar ze, v'chozar v'oma kikar ze olai, ein echay olachas. So he equates, the first motion of the Mechava, equates neder and nevilas etreifes, just as neder is not chal and nevilas etreifes. So if he said shvuo shaleichol kikar ze, shvuo shaleichol kikar ze, and then he said kikar ze olai, so neder is not chal and shvuo either. So the first part, that's the kashe of the gro against the mechaber, because the first part that he says, "Harin shoma achilas nevelo olai in aneder chololov," the Rashba says, "In tshuve tofresh tesvov," because nevelo sutreim is isachefte, neder is isachefte, so in isachalalisa. But then the same Rashba in tshuve tofresh tesvov, so he says that neder is chalan shvui. Why? Because shvui is isachavre. Shvui is isakavre, and neder is isakhepze, so it's amazing. Here the Mechava says, "Harei shomer achilas nevil olai in aneder chol, v'yihu adin li'iser abo al yatzmei, kigin shomer shvuo shelo eichol kikar ze, v'choz abo omer kikar ze olai in echay olachas." Contrary to the Ram and the Rashba in Tofresh Tesvov, so the Gro raises that question against the Mechava in echay olachas, but while this mechaber is contrary to tshuve tofresh tesvov in the Rashba, it is in line with tshuve chilik dalet kuftes. So the Rashba says himself. So he was chayzer. I mean, so we discussed it. I mean, the two tshuves Rashba. In tshuve tofresh tesvov, the Rashba says the just is that in tshuve tofresh tesvov, the Rashba says that neder is not chal on the vilas etreves, because it is a chal lisa, both are hefts, but neder is chal on shvuo, because shvuo is isa gavre, neder is isa heft, but in chilek dalet tshuve kuftes, the Rashba says the reverse, and he says the just as neder is not chal, just as neder, just as shvuo is not chal on neder, so neder is not chal on shvuo. Now that we have to understand. You see, bishleimi when the Rashba says that in tshuve tofresh tesvov that neder is not chal on nevilas treifes because nevilas treifes is a misa. It's a misa heft. It's a misa heft. So me mele neder cannot be chal on nevilas treifes because misa chalalis. Misa chalisa. But why does the Rashba say in Kuftes that neder is not chal on shvuye? That's the prototype of isakavle. If shvuye is not isakavle, so what is isakavle? So we have to say, and I mentioned it before, the same pshat that we said in the Ritva in the Nidor, and in the Rashba in Tofrish as well, even though they are chilik on each other, but the Ritva Nidorim is strange. The Ritva Nidorim says neder is chal on nevilas treifes because the nevilas treifes is a gavre, neder is a chefze. But the question is, the chefze is a shemise. Also, how can we say that nevilas treifes is only a gavre? The answer was that true, that nevilas treifes have a shemise. Also, there is an is a chefze attaching to the chefze. But this is a derivative of this agave. Essentially, it's an isagave. And as a result of this agave, it shall be said, because the Torah asked every Jew to partake of nevele, so nevele shall be said. It's chala nevele. It's chala nevele. So it's a resultant isagave. It's not an essential isagave. Mashiach in there is an essential isagave. So the Ritva, so the Rashba, it's not as some Achim say that the Rashba in Tofresh the Zvob holds that in Nevilas Treifes and Shor Yisro Eteiro is Isachevtze, and the Ritva Nidorim holds is Isagavre. They both agree that there is a Shemisa, that there is a Shemisa attaching to Nevilas Treifes, and they both agree that the Shemisa. That attaches to Nevilas Treifes is not an essential shemisa, it's a resultant shemisa, and essentially it's an isagavre. And the shemisa attaches to the chefze as a result of the isagavre of the Torah. But the machlekes between the Rashba in Tofresh the Zvov and the Ritva in Nidorim is on the question of isamesi. In other words, if an isachevze is added, so then we say it's an isamesi. Now the question is, suppose in the case of Nevelis or Treifes, where it also has an isachevze, but the isachevze is not an essential isachevze, it's a result of isachevze. Now when he asks a beneder, he asks Nevelis or Treifes beneder, so an essential isachevze takes effect. So do we apply the aloche of isamesi or not? So the shita of the Ritva Nidorim is we do apply, and the shita of the Rashba in Tofresh the Zvov is that since the net result is that even before he took the neder, so the heftze was osir, let it be because of a resultant is a heftze, not because of an essential is a heftze. But the heftze was osir, so in mele we cannot say that the fact that now an essential is a heftze takes effect, that it's an isamesi. It's an isamesi. That's the sheet of the Rashba. And according to the Ritva, it is an isa. And according to the Ritva, it is an isamesi. And maybe it's hard. Now, the question is, now, so why does the Rashba say, on one hand he says, that neder is chal nevilas treifes. That neder is not chal nevilas treifes. Why? Because there is lechol apoches a resultant is a heftza nevilas treifes before he took the neder. Before he took the neder. Then he says in the same tshuva, in Tofresh as well, not in Kuftes, that neder is chal on shvuye. Why? Because shvuye is a gavre. And neder is a heftze. But the Rashba shita is that as long as there is an is a heftze, even though it's a resultant is a heftze, so then the neder cannot be chal, even though the neder is an essential isachevze. So true shvuah essential is an isagavre, but it's a result of the shvuah, which is essentially isagavre. Let a shemisa attach to the chevze. So we said that the Rashba holds that shvuah is distinguished from other isurim shebetero. All other isurim shebetero, which the Torah said, so mimele. Since the Torah asked the Gavre to eat Neveles, so that gives rise to a result in Tisachevze, to Shemisa. Mashe'ikin Shmuel, he asked it. The Torah gave him the authority to asar himself to eat from the kikar. So since the Torah did not declare him as osar to eat of the kikar, but he imposed the isar upon himself, so that does not give a rise to shemisa on the chepti. Only when the isar gavri is imposed by the Torah, then it gives rise to shemisa on the chepti. But when the isar gavri is self-assumed, when it's imposed by himself, then it doesn't even confer shemisa on the chepti. So that's the reason. That's the lumpus of the Rashba in Tofresh Tesvov. On one hand, he says in Tofresh Tesvov that neder is not chal on nevelas treifes. Why? Because even though essentially nevelas treifes is an isar gavri, but there is an isar chepti attaching as a result of the isar of the Torah and the gavri, the isar by the Torah and the gavri. So there is a shem isar attaching to the chepti. So nevela is an isar chal isar when he asks the neder. But then he says in Tofresh Tesvov that if first he took his shvuah shalayichol tikaze, and then he asked the kikia, b'neder, so it is chal, because the Rashba shita in Tofresh Tesvov is shvuah, since he was the one who imposed the isar upon himself, so it's incapable of conferring isha misar on the chefze as a result of the isar that he imposed upon himself. So it's distinguishable from the Velas and Treifes, where the Isar Gavre is imposed by the Torah. But the Rashba in Kuftes is Chelik. And he says, just as the Velas and Treifes. So, essentially, they are Isar Gavres. Still, as a result of the Isar Gavre of the Torah. So, Eshem Isar is Chal on the Chefze as well. Because since the Torah says, you are not allowed to eat Nevele. So, Nevele, the Nevele acquires Eshem Isar. So, since the Torah endowed a person with the authority to impose an Isar upon himself, so that he should be Osea to eat at Kikea, so that too gives rise to Ishem Isar and the Hefte. So Mele, the Rashba says in Kuftes, just as Neder is not Halan and Melis Treves, so Neder is not Halan Shweida. Because in Shweida there is also a resultant Isar Hefte. There is also a resultant is there. Alright. So this is the teretz and the kashe of the Gro against the Mechaber. So the Mechaber, he didn't paskin completely like the Rashba in Tofresh Tesvov. But he paskin one deal like the Rashba in Tofresh Tesvov, and the other deal he paskin like the Rashba in Kuftes, Chelik Dalet Kuftes. That's the first question. Then he says, V'yeshem rim sivo, shinoda midvorim ma'asurim, kigei nivele sutreifes, chol aneder. So the neder is chal. That, so that's the shite of the Ritva Nidorim, and that's the shite of Rashi in Shavuos. The first lotion is the shite of Tesvos in Shavuos. V'imochal mehem eiver bal yilel yaychal. Lo yachal. Alright. Now, leime misayel. Ram. Mi shenoda beis nizires. Man nimsayel rovim hova alkochi kravunes virali. Kravunes virali. The Hoche, Nay, the Shoshino, the Hanadashani, Kimisha, and the Rishin Hail, Uchidrove, Dibe Marin was a Rayay Marin, the Mokraskino, whom Shmoke got on also in Shibu Shino, the Shoshino, the Hoshino, Yiki Misere, Vidoche, the Hoche, Kimishi Kibu of Shimizir Basakasino, whom Shmoke Kimisha Rishino, also in Shibu Shino, Livish Bisho.